to the lost souls, the disintegrated spirits, the wanderers, the dreamers, and the seekers. Welcome to the Embodied Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Danielle McGinnis. Our work in this podcast will be to foster healing, transformation, self-expression, creativity, and the development of consciousness. So with our intentions grounded firmly, let's settle in and do some integration work. Hi friends, happy Thursday and welcome back to another episode of the Embodied Podcast. As you guys know, Thursdays are typically interview days, but I wanted to do a special solo episode today because my Born to Heal course launches this coming Monday, October 5th. And in this episode, I really wanted to use the myth of Psyche and Eros, aka Cupid, to break down the foundations of the Born to Heal course and why I created it. So I'm really excited to do this episode with you guys. As always, if you guys like what you hear on the show, you can always drop a 5-star rating, a written review, or a share on Instagram, and I would just be the most grateful because that is the way that we can continue to grow the show and get this material into more ears. So, on to today's episode. Like I mentioned, I wanted to break down this myth because it truly does represent how the marriage between heart and soul come together at a deeper level than just a conditional presence between the heart and the soul. And I do believe at its core that my Born to Heal course is soul work. And I'm not talking about the woo-woo kind of intangible soul work that is like floaty. I'm talking about the kind that deeply acknowledges the challenges of being human. And so as we dissect this story, we'll keep coming back to how this does this, and you can get a better idea of what I'm talking about. So in this myth, you can view psyche as a representation of the beauty of the soul. So that's what psyche means. And Cupid or Eros in this story is going to represent love. So just a little background info on kind of the main part of the story. So this is why Psyche was given 4 tasks. So Aphrodite was the mother of Cupid, and she was very jealous of the beauty that Psyche possessed. And as soul, Psyche, and Eros, they got married, and Aphrodite realized that her son had disobeyed her wishes not to pursue a beauty greater than what she was and not to marry a mere mortal, which was Psyche. So in this jealous fit, she took all of her anger out on Psyche. And so this represents how an unintegrated feminine can use projection of jealousy and rage and project it onto weaker parts of ourselves. And so she searched Psyche out, searched the soul out, and was determined to make her miserable. And so Aphrodite gave Psyche 4 really difficult tasks to complete to in turn have the hand of her son in marriage. And these tasks were intentionally designed to make the terrified and the naive young woman that Psyche was suffer. And so, like I said, she assigned her 4 tasks, and all of these tasks are symbolic of the skills that the soul needs to develop on our journey. And so you can note while each task requires her to do more than what she feels capable of, she is initially paralyzed by fear, but you'll see as these tasks go on how she faces those. So task 1, Psyche must sort through this massive pile of corn and barley and poppy seeds into separate piles before the next morning. And so Psyche sees this task in front of her and she views it as impossible, and especially given her time frame. And then this army of ants comes to her aid and helps her sort out the seeds. And so what this represents is when a woman needs to make very difficult decisions in life or has conflicting feelings or conflicting loyalties, what can she do? She has to look inward and take an honest look at herself, and she must separate her motives, her feelings, her values. Then she can separate what is really important in her life from what is insignificant. And so it's really never wise to make decisions until you can clarify for yourself what these represent. And so this is what the first 6 weeks of my Born to Heal course is constructed around, the concept of naming and sorting. And so when you're on this journey, you can create internal order through disciplined action with an aim. So we can easily imagine how fast these ants can work towards their aim without distraction. And also, something to add here is that ants can carry over 1,000 times their own weight. And so in life, when we feel like we are burdened with our own weight or the weight of responsibility that we feel from society, it can bring us down. But if we can, the vehicle that we can use to master this is this deep and conscious knowing and love for our body and our ability to use it artfully. And so once we name and we sort, we're able to carry the weight of our own responsibilities. And then we can hold tension that comes forth when we start to engage with these tasks. And so also with this sorting, there is this acknowledgement that it's a monotonous task. And sometimes when we're on our journey of developing, it's monotonous and we keep running into the same roadblocks. But these ants represent the ability to master our instincts and work efficiently towards the aim. So, task two. As Psyche completes this first task, Aphrodite is amazed, but also kind of pissed that she did it. And so Aphrodite next orders Psyche to obtain this golden fleece from the rams of the sun. And so these rams represent these really aggressive beasts who are always butting up against each other. And so Psyche looks at these rams, and the task again seems impossible because she believes that if she goes amongst these aggressive beasts, she'll be trampled. And so this time, instead of ants coming to her aid, there are reeds at the river's edge that call to her and advise her to wait until the sun goes down when the rams are sleeping so that she can safely pick these strands of fleece from the rams. And so Psyche's ability to acquire this fleece without being crushed is a metaphor for every woman's task of gaining power without losing her innate sense of connectedness and compassion. It can be really hard for a woman to assert herself when she goes out into the world, and she can feel like she can easily be hurt or disillusioned by life. But Psyche was able to gain power and still be compassionate. And she does this by observing and waiting and gradually accepting her power. And so what this represents is the journey of developing this spiritual discernment between what is good and what is evil and what is light and what is darkness. And the vehicle for this task is the connection with and the understanding of the wisdom that lies within our discernment. Oftentimes, we have to wait until our anger or our rage is sleeping for us to be able to use it productively. And so that is what Module 2 in Born to Heal really talks about. It's how we can be compassionate, forgiving, in the face of all of this rage that we've been holding on to or all of the pain that we've been holding on to. How do we approach that in a way that helps us move forward? So moving on to task three. So there is this waterfall that cascaded down from the steep mountainside, and it went into the depths of the underworld, and then it came back up through Earth. And so this spring represents the circle of life, and Psyche has to gather water from it. And oftentimes we all engage in this circle of life where we have elements of the underworld, the darkness, the pain, and the light, the upper world. So she gets help from this task from an eagle of Zeus. And this eagle represents a higher and a deeper, different perspective. So Psyche learns in this task that it's important to get some distance from her emotions so that she can pick out the important details and grasp what is truly significant. And so she's able to fill this flask with the stream, and this is symbolic of her learning how to set goals and acknowledge the pitfalls that will inevitably come and to achieve her goal. And so oftentimes in our lives, if we've been confronted with a challenge, we can either double down and get so attached and put our worth into the challenge that it disintegrates us if we fail, or we don't feel like we are the people that are capable enough to do that. But when we can get space between the task and ourselves, and we can develop this perspective, we can approach this task with an aim and hold on to ourselves and stay grounded in ourselves as we move through our journey. So for the fourth and final task, Aphrodite orders Psyche to descend into the underworld and fill a box with a beauty ointment. And so Psyche is told that she is going to encounter people on her journey into the underworld who are going to ask for help, and she will have to ignore them and continue on. And so to set a goal and pursue it in the face of demands from other people is really difficult for women, and especially for those who have focused their whole lives on people pleasing and caregiving. And in completing this task of saying no three different times, Psyche exercises choice. So oftentimes we feel guilty by saying no, even if it means that we are overdoing and we're exhausting ourselves from taking on too much responsibility. Even those that we love will take advantage of our kindness if we let them do that. And so in this task, again, Psyche learns to exercise choice and discernment. And so when you can begin to prioritize your own needs, you no longer let others impose upon you and ignore your own demands. You know, if that happens, you're going to have anger towards yourself. And this is the hardest lesson for many women to learn. But this is where the creation and the communication of boundaries and staying in integrity with your values and the life that you innately are choosing is critical on your ability to show up in your heart and your soul in this unconditional way. And so to be able to access the depths of a truly unconditional, loving, and soulful existence in this lives, our souls have to go on this journey of development to become all that you're meant to be and to accomplish what you're supposed to on this planet. And so this story is so representative of that, because Psyche, the soul, is asked more of her than just to love and to nurture and to care and connect. She needs to know how to sort through her stories and prioritize her possibility. She has to learn when and how she can obtain power without losing her depths and losing her soul. And she has to keep her eyes on her aim and maintain perspective when she gets flooded by emotions from past experiences. And she must learn how to say no and choose to reunite in a way that honors her. And when she can do all of these tasks, she is in turn saying yes to the reality of who she is. And so it is in these moments that test our resilience of our soul. And our soul can only find pleasure in unconditional love when we go on this journey. And then unconditional love, arrows, likewise, can only find pleasure in psyche, soul, when these tasks are taken on. So there is a type of diligence that is required to join these forces together. And as you see in this tale, the soul does most of this work while the heart just mainly waits patiently. And so love represents Eros in this story. And because he is divine, he naturally and effortlessly transcends these diversions and waits for the communion with Psyche. And Psyche has to put forth real effort into reaching that state of ease and peace and happiness. And so I wanted to offer this podcast to you guys, those of you out there who are wondering what I do with my suffering. How can I transform my suffering into a meaningful existence? It's when we take on these tasks consciously and give ourselves, take on this responsibility of reuniting your soul and your heart together. And in that place, you can transmute all of the pain and all of the anguish that you've experienced in your suffering and turn it into a meaningful existence. And so if you resonated with this myth or the breakdown of this myth and you're interested in joining the upcoming cohort, you can apply by clicking the link in the show notes, and I would be more than happy to set up a call with you and we can see if the course is right for you. For those of you who are listening that are already enrolled in the cohort, I am so excited to really help you navigate this journey. It is a courageous path, and I honor anybody who is choosing to take on these tasks. I hope that you guys have an amazing rest of the week. We will talk on Sunday. Thanks, guys.